When did you start with WFMJ?
I started here in 1943.
Mm-hmm. What was the news and what was the radio business like then?
Well, the radio business had started to get pretty, as far as news is concerned now, of course, we're talking about. News started to pick up greatly in during the previous to the war, the Second World War, that's in the late 30s. So when I arrived here, the news was pretty important. Although, as the war wore on, there was a pickup in the news number of newscasts here. When I arrived first here, I think we were doing about three or four newscasts a day. We raised that to 8 right shortly after I arrived here. And so you could get news almost any time on the hour you wanted. Mm-hmm.
Has the role of the radio newsman changed through the years?
Well, yes, through the years, I would say the newscasts have grown shorter. There's not so much detail in the radio news, and mostly it's a short newscast. But in earlier days, a newscast would run 15 minutes, 15 and 5. Now they run 5 and 2, 1, as far as that's concerned, short newscasts. However, they do have some stations run all day on news only, but not here.
How many radio stations were there in Youngstown when you arrived?
Well, I see there were 3. No. No, I'll take it back. There were only 2.
FMJ and KB.
Mm-hmm.
Back when you started, during World War II, what was a typical working day like?
Well, that hasn't changed considerably. The idea was to begin early in the morning, rounding up the news, deciding what news was available, what news were you going to use. And it's still the same way. That's the idea of news, gathering the news and presenting it.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the more memorable things that you covered in your career, would you say?
As far as Youngstown's concerned? Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. We used to have a show here. We fed the network on Saturdays. This was called Our Town. I remember we did a piece with the Youngstown Sheet and Tube Company, one of the industries here, and it was over the network that I interviewed Mr. Frank Purnell, who was then the head of the Youngstown Sheet and Tube Company. That was one thing. Then, of course, there had been any number of presidential candidates and presidents and so forth, the political big wigs and small ones.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we did them later. We did quite a bit of news. I don't remember whether you would remember in this was the late 30s. I was trying to think of this. Shooting incident here in the late 30s on the we call it the Stop 5 shootout. But that was later on.
In covering things, has your personal life ever been threatened? I mean, would you ever risk your life?
No, not have a few telephone threats, not to use a certain story or something like that. Nothing serious.
When you arrived in Youngstown, would you say the primary, what was the primary source of news for people, the newspaper or the media then?
When I arrived, it was probably the newspaper, but that changed as the war wore on. The percentage increased greatly. Over the radio then became the outstanding news source. Than newspapers, than magazines.
Mm-hmm. Could you relate a little bit of the history of the development of the radio stations in Youngstown?
I don't know just exactly what you mean by the development.
When did the station start? And
this station here, WFMJ, started in 1939. Mm-hmm. And from that, later station that came in here, of course. This was the second station here, and it opened in 1939.
Mm-hmm. How have the formats of stations changed, like, since during World War II? Is that much difference? Or?
Now, this in news, you mean?
Well, news, yeah, and then maybe, you know,
well, if I explain the news, it's the newscasts have grown shorter. That's
like the rest of the radio stations, has that format changed?
Like, well, I don't know much.
Generally, I mean, you know, have they?
No, not. I wouldn't say the format has changed in any great way. It's still the news. News and music, news.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a difference in some of the programs that originally were on radio. They've shifted over to television now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ladies' programs, the different questions and answers and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Does it take the same requirements today to become a newsman as it did, you know, back to the 30s and the 40s?
No, I would say they're a little more lenient now than they were in those days.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, you had to have a little experience someplace, and the only experience you could get was, of course, to go to a small radio station and work your way up from that. And that, of course, that still holds. But sometimes they'll bring a man in at the radio station and train them now without any previous experience. If they have the other qualities, you know, journalism, you know, and good speaking voice and education.
Mm-hmm. what would you consider the highlights of your career as a newsman?
Highlights? I really don't recall any great highlights in my career. Perhaps I don't remember anything here that would really stand out as a great thing. Usually just plodding along doing the daily news. Mm-hmm. I remember one thing that I can remember, the outstanding thing, it was the death of President Kennedy. And that was one outstanding thing. We got on the air first with that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the major firsts and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. It was just a daily routine, more or less.
Who were some of the pioneers in the Youngstown area in the news industry when you came here? Like, were there anybody that was sort of called pioneers, you know, besides yourself?
Well, there have been other people here before I arrived. But they're not here now.
I mean, is there anyone that's comes close to your longevity as a newsman in the Youngstown area?
No, I don't think so.
I think we've covered this before, but as you said, you can't think of any, like, one particular dangerous event that you covered, you know. Is that Stop 5, maybe?
No, nothing dangerous that I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the Stop 5 shooting.
Mm-hmm.
A little dangerous.
What do you see in the future for the radio industries and newsmen in particular?
Very good opportunities if you follow through on it.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to change about your career? Anything?
What would I like to change?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would like to change in the past?
Oh, no, not particularly. Really. Maybe to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Greater opportunity.
Are the salaries, you know, in comparison to the times now, were the salaries greater for a starting newsman then or today?
Well, comparatively, I would say, I would say they're about the same. The buying power would be lower, of course, in those days.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been about the same.
Mm-hmm. Have you been really satisfied with your career as a newsman?
Yes, quite.
What one thing or what one continuing thing are you the most proud of that you've, you know, accomplished in your career?
Continuing thing?
Mm-hmm. Or one particular, or one, you know, individual thing, whichever.
Well, I don't recall just any one several things we've done here, but more or less I couldn't take full credit for them. But presenting different shows, presenting newscasts, of course, in the day some of the network shows we did here, regular Saturday shows we did here, on the Federal Network with them. Those were pretty outstanding things for us.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything about your personal life or the history of the news industry that you'd like to add to this tape in conclusion?
No, nothing that I would like to add, except to say that it's a good business to get into, a little hard work, stick to it, and your reward is your satisfaction at work.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking to Mr. Bill Crooks, pioneer of the news industry in the Youngstown area, and of WFMJ. Thank you, Mr. Crooks.